or collateralized debt obligations than even before the meltdown. The Swiss reject the minimum wage referendum, and legalized marijuana deals drug lords a major blow. Hi, I'm Charles Goyette, and this is your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. The minutes of the Federal Reserve Open Market Committee meeting held at the end of April will be released on Wednesday of this week. At that meeting, the Fed trimmed its money printing by another $10 billion a month, down to $45 billion a month. Waiting for these Fed pronouncements is a little like waiting for the Politburo to speak. Nobody knows what to do. Everybody's frozen until the bureaucracy tells them, the economics PhDs in this country having replaced market signals. Speaking of the Fed speaking, the calendar is strewn for the week with Fed officials, including Janet Yellen, speaking. Most of those talks are on Wednesday. We'll hear about existing home sales for April on Thursday. Home sales have been lower 7 out of the last 8 months. New home sales for April will be reported on Friday. New home sales contracted sharply the prior month. Just like bundled mortgage securities before the panic of 2008, collateralized loan packages are off to the races again now, thanks to the desperate search by investors to find some sort of any sort of yield at all, thanks in turn to the Fed's zero interest rate policies. Sales of the collateralized loan products in the United States this year are expected to reach $100 billion. That's more than the peak year, which was 2006, when $97 billion of these products were sold. So here we go again. The results came in over the weekend on a minimum wage referendum in Switzerland. The voters soundly rejected. In fact, 77% voted no, so they soundly rejected a proposal to raise the minimum wage. The proposal called for the minimum wage to be hiked to 22 Swiss francs, or $24.70 an hour. It would have been the highest minimum wage in the world. When government bodies sever prices from the reality of real conditions of supply and demand, confusing and misleading information are conveyed to the markets, and that results in distortions, all kinds of misallocations of capital and so on downline, and unhappy consequences as well. Libertarians have been insisting for a long time that the war on drugs has been a great way to increase crime. And now comes the news that legalization of marijuana in places in the U.S. is driving prices down, and that the Mexican drug cartels are the big losers of the deal. According to one report, the price in Mexico has fallen from $200 to $25 per kilo. Well, you take away the black market, and there goes much of the violence. And by the way, the Drug Enforcement Administration spends just under $3 billion a year. I'd like to see that go away as well. And finally, dually news headlines, or at least headlines that should be in the news. The first one's real. The second one could have been. So here's the first headline. U.S. says GM hid recall failures. And the second, GM says VA hid medical care failures. Well, it seems like somebody somewhere is covering something up just about all the time these days. But that's your Freedom and Prosperity Commentary. I'm Charles Goyette.
For information on how to order Charles Goyette's Freedom and Prosperity newsletter and more, please log on to moneyandmarkets.com or call toll-free 1-800-291-8545.